It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers. It is April the 8th, Sunday, Easter Sunday. And welcome to episode 41 of Podketeer. And happy day. I'm at Disneyland. Walking down Main Street. Coming up on the Main Street Band. In their finest Easter attire, straw hats. So I'm going to pause there for a moment, let you hear the music. Street. I stopped off in the Fortuosity shop, talked to a friend of mine. I'm still trying to talk somebody into getting me into Cars Land for the cast member preview. And she didn't say no, so got my fingers crossed. Well, we're getting set up here for the Soundsational Parade, which I've seen a few times. So I don't think I'll hang around for that. It is a gorgeous day. Very warm. I mean, it's a good crowd for a weekend. And holiday weekend at that. But it's not terrible. I didn't see what the wait times were. Let's go back here and see what the wait times are. Not that it really matters since I'm recording this, but you might find it interesting. Got the longest waits 90 minutes for Splash Mountain, which isn't too bad for a warm day. Now on today's episode, I think it is mighty appropriate for Easter Sunday that I'm going to do the story of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, who predated Mickey Mouse as the main character of Walt Disney Studios. Now, it wasn't the first animation from Walt Disney Studios. The first series of animated shorts actually also contained live action. That was the Alice comedies. But after that came Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Now, Walt unfortunately lost the rights to Oswald, but Disney not too long ago bought them back. So I'll give you the story of that a little later in the show, which I think you'll find interesting. A lot of the information came from Neil Gabler's book on Walt Disney. And also on today's show, I'm going to give you some park audio, which I haven't recorded yet. But I'm sure it'll be cool, whatever it happens to be. Without further ado, here is the story of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
What's up, Doc?
This is Carrie Foppins with another Walking with Walt segment, this week featuring Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Oswald was a character the Disney Studios created after Walt's first series of shorts, the Alice comedies, had run their course. The Lucky Rabbit starred in a series of 26 animated black and white silent film shorts that were shown in major theaters with first-run movies between 1927 and 1928. He also was the first Disney character to generate merchandise, a chocolate-covered marshmallow candy bar, a stencil set, and a pin-backed button. The idea for this character came about when Disney's film distributor, Charles Mintz, who was now married to the Alice Comedies distributor Margaret Winkler, suggested a change in direction to keep his animated short series fresh. Universal Studios was looking for a cartoon series featuring a rabbit, and Mintz recommended Walt Disney. Oswald, created by Herb Iwerks and Walt, was a spunky and mischievous character with a personality and look that would later be reminiscent of a certain famous mouse. In fact, it's been said that Mickey Mouse is Oswald with round ears. The first Oswald cartoon, Trolley Troubles, was released September 5th, 1927. Oswald's clever gestures and amusing gags made him a favorite with moviegoers over the next 17 months. Disney, constantly striving for higher quality, began producing Oswald cartoons that were too costly for what they were being paid. In February 1928, Walt traveled to New York to speak with Mintz about an increase in pay. To Walt's surprise, Mintz wanted to cut his pay by some 20%. In addition, he learned that Mintz controlled the rights to Oswald. Rather than accept the cut, Walt gave up his creation, making Mintz the first of many who believed they could assume Disney's success. Mintz and Winkler eventually lost the character as well, and Walter Lantz, the creator of Woody Woodpecker, went on to animate Oswald well into the 1930s. Ironically, Oswald would return to the Disney stable in February 2006. Walt learned a good lesson from his loss, and went on to create another successful character you might have heard of. One that no one would ever be able to take away. The source of this information was thisdayindisneyhistory.com. This is Carrie Foppins, and I hope you enjoyed our little step into the past with the close cousin of the Easter Bunny, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Podcateers, here is the latest in a series of in-depth Disney podcast reviews by your chief podcateer himself, Mark Tanner. Please don't get angry if we say something critical. This is meant as constructive criticism, for the most part, and if it isn't, you will be able to tell. Mark isn't that great at hiding what he thinks.
Hold on to your hats and glasses. This here's the wildest podcast in the wilderness.
Nostalgia.
Well, to any of you who are Disney fans, and especially are Mousetalgia fans like me, that music is the predecessor of an hour of lots of fun. With Dave, Jeff, Becky, and Kristen sitting around the podcasting version of a kitchen table discussing Disneyland, it can't help but be enjoyable. Dave does a wonderful job as the host of the show, keeps the show on track, which it desperately tries to get off of every week, especially with Kristen pulling it down all sorts of humorous paths. Kristen has an amazing sense of humor. I cannot help but laugh when I listen to her every week. The show is well worth the listen. If you enjoy Disneyland or Disney stuff at all, listen to it. Jeff does another podcast and has a series of publications on the Haunted Mansion called Doom Buggies. The whole bunch of them have some kind of creative work that they do. Becky seems to mainly be a specialist in the resort end of things, travel and the hotels and so forth, whether just from experience or from job knowledge, I'm not quite sure. I don't check into that. I just listen to the show. I've been to their website a few times. I pulled a little bit of information off of the website, but nothing there that you don't get from listening to the show. I don't want to give you their last names. I managed to pull their last names off of the website, but you don't need to know that. All you need to know is their first names. You don't even really need to know that. But it's an amazingly well-produced show. How you can tell it's well-produced is it doesn't sound produced at all. It just sounds like they're sitting there chatting around the table with a little bit of music chiming in. And they have some great interviews that I really don't know how they get. Jeff obviously has some connections with Disney. It's difficult to get these people to talk to you. The only one of them I've ever managed to get to talk to me is Tony Baxter. And I just happened to run into him at Disneyland, but unfortunately didn't have my recorder with me that day. I mean, I have it every day. That recorder is my constant companion. It is surgically attached to me. And the day that I meet Tony Baxter at Disneyland, I don't have it. Talk about fate, I guess, or lack of fate. But anyway, it's a great show. It's well worth listening to. By far the best of the Disneyland podcast. Unfortunately, the show that led me to Mousetalgia, where I found it, was from listening to the Disneyland Mixpot, which unfortunately has gone away. I'm going to review that show also. I'm going to review several shows that no longer exist because there's enough content and they were good enough to warrant listening to, even though you can't keep listening to them once you've listened to all that's out there. That's really sad that a few of them have gone away. The one that my favorite that went away, that was my previous favorite before Mousetalgia, was The Meandering Mouse with Jeff from Houston. It was a great show. Very well produced. He was very humorous. He'd go out to the park and ride the rides and make little comments along the way as he was riding. I mean, it was great to listen to. But unfortunately, he found other things to do, I'm sure. Life gets in the way of podcasting, as they say. Well, that's about it for this week's review. They're definitely not all going to be as positive as this one. But I thought it was good to start off with a positive review. So, on with the rest of the show, and I hope you enjoyed this.
Now here is a very special piece of Disneyland Park audio, recorded with care, just for you.
You
come to a stop. Maybe it's that sea witch. Listen to me. Stay seated in your clamshell while I get to the bottom of this.
This is a great pen. It's maybe the best aerial printed object for a pair of waveforms. Those human thingies that make you not a fish. Thanks! That's what this story's all about. Oh, this is such a great story about how Ariel became a human. But that Ursula, she's so mean. I'll make you human if you give me a voice, she says. And Ariel gets all flubbustered and don't know what she's saying. Wait, all your seahorses, let me start at the minute.
I bring good news. Your clamshells will begin moving immediately. Stay in your seats now.
I'll start at the beginning. I was born from a small blue egg in a quaint dufa. My story's not near as interesting as Ariel's. You know Ariel, the mermaid. Ah, what a voice. What a beautiful voice. But let me tell you of an evil secret trick. Ariel was a
unfortunate souls in pain. away. She won't say a word until you kiss me again.
Now, as you might have noticed, Ariel was having some technical difficulties there. It kept breaking down. And I noticed there was a tear on the back of Ariel's arm, too. So I think it's time for some maintenance on Ariel's ride there.
I wanna go park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky.
I wanna
magical
go.
Dreaming tower, drop screaming. It's a spectacular night. Electric light parade and my heart soaring. Everyone
go.
Dancing, fireworks blasting. Let's go to Disney summer night out.
Genie
wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight. Water falling, cannonballing. I think I hear the pirates calling. Teacups twirling, mountains splashing. Let's go to Disney.
Now, you didn't honestly think you were going to get through a whole night of Podketeer without hearing Summer Night Tastic, did you?
You live in Southern California, so you probably know when it's the best time to go to Disneyland. Right? Right now.
It's your time to ride, California.
Now's the perfect time to go.
It's your time to ride, California.
Take it fast.
Oh, take it slow.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Stand by to dive.
Diving stations.
Just wait for my
eye open camera.
Here we go.
When was the last time there was enough time to do it all at Disneyland? Well, now you can. Isn't it about time?
It's your time to ride right now. Ride, ride, ride.
I get a big kick out of hearing those songs. It just reminds me of when I was a bit younger going to Disneyland. There's one old commercial that I'd love to get my hands on. If anybody has a recording of it, I'd be ever so grateful if you'd send it to me. It's the old Zippity Doo-Dah commercial. They did one using that song, but instead of, you know, the regular words, it was a commercial for Disneyland. So if anybody's got that out there, I'd really appreciate it if you'd send it to me. Thanks a lot.
You are listening to the Podketeer Podcast.
Well, I got an email request from a listener in Poland. Now, how he ever found the show in Poland, I'll never know. But he did, and he asked that I play something I played before, which is the closing music at the World of Color. It's really cool, and I found the source music on YouTube. I forget the name of the fella. It's like theme park music or theme park audio, something like that. Somehow this guy has access to the raw track because there's no noise or anything on it. And they're great. I've downloaded all of them and have them on my computer. So I'm going to play that for you at his request. So this one's for you. Well, Podketeers, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll be back next week to join us for episode 42 of Podketeer. So till then, y'all take fine care of yourselves, and have a magical Disney week, and we'll see you at the park.
Podketeer, podcasting right on schedule, whenever we damn well feel like it.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose The act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Hilda, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.